Well, it's Wednesday, so I mean, you know, we play Sunday night. There's plenty of time for everybody to get healthy. So we'll see. But, you know, the guys behind them got to step up if that's the case and perform well. You know, this is the NFL, and there's next guy mentality that every team has and has to have. So, we'll get the other guys ready and see what happens with the big guys.
Aaron, how long did it take for your hamstring to kind of settle down?
It took most of the week. Yeah, it's feeling better now. Stuck to my program that the medical staff gave me for my rehab. Got a little acupuncture, which helped release it a little bit. But it's feeling better.
People look at the first meeting in the final score, and some people might surmise it could be similar, but there's so much different. Jared Allen probably plays. You have some question marks on the offensive line. How much different is a second meeting in general, and then in this instance particularly?
Well, every game we have to look at it at just that game. You know, there's stuff to be gained from watching previous film and studying it. But it's division opponent. It comes down to execution. Both teams executed pretty well last time. We had no punts, which you know, for us is kind of old hat. We've had two of those games this year. We've had two of those games, two of the three all time, no punts. But yeah, you know, they just turned the ball over and we didn't. There's definitely some, you know, Jared was dealing with his sickness. You know, we have some injuries potentially. The weather is going to be a factor possibly with the, cold, maybe snow, maybe wind. So that always adds a different element to this rivalry.
With the hand and the possibility of the line stuff, you have to be guarded a little bit more as opposed to not wanting to hang out in the pocket as much or running as much so that you don't re-aggravate it.
Well, I take care of my body pretty well, and I trust that by Sunday it's not going to be an issue. So I just have to play my game, and if something happens, I might dial it back a little bit. But, my calves usually Matt makes fun of me a lot. My calves often cramp up in the cold weather for some reason. So I'll make sure I'm smart with those and my hamstring this week and hopefully be ready to go.
I remember you had the hamstring, was it an 07 after the Cowboys game? Any other time before that you didn't talk about or –
Well, if I didn't talk about it, then no, it didn't happen, right? I've taken care of my body pretty well over the years. Just had the unfortunate 1-0-7 in practice at the end of a long practice, and then this one in the game, which I think, you know, was more about the field, I think. It's a fast surface, but it doesn't always go well with joints and muscles. On that kind of turf sometimes. So, it happened. I feel better now. Those things happen from time
fast
to time.
Stops, right? I know the goal is 70-plus. I mean, are you happy with the production at 58, 59 snaps a Sunday?
Yeah. We'd like to prorate that over the next 11 snaps. I think we're going to throw out maybe some of that 75 play stuff. It's just, at this point, we have to average in the 90 range to get up there, 15 and so 90-ish, which probably won't happen. So we just need to be productive in our plays. I think we can help our defense out a little bit by switching some of the time of possession. But at the same time, we've scored quickly on drives. We're an up-tempo team when we can be, and we've scored on some less than 10 play drives. Over the years we've had games where we've had 4 or 5 10 plus play drives, but. Recently a lot of our scoring drives have been of the shorter variety.
I mean, how much of a challenge has it been to get off to that kind of start overall in offense without a top threat, a tight end, I guess, like Jermichael?
Well, it's just about finding the right matchups for us, whatever that might be. Jordy's and Randall have had a lot of targets go their way. They've been open a lot. We've kind of manipulated some formations to try and get them in maybe the 1 or 2 spot as far as the progression goes. But, this is a progression offense, as the West Coast offenses are. And I'm going to go through them and look for the guy that's open. For whatever reason, those guys have been open more often than not. That's why the targets have been on their way.
Five year next date at home, Aaron. How much does that, looking ahead of the second half of the schedule, it's got to be pleasing for you, knowing you're going to be here more often than not?
Well, we got to make the most of that. We're 3-0 at home, 2-3 on the road. We got to play better on the road and got to keep whatever mojo we got going at home. The fans, obviously, the noise that they can make, paired with the potential cold weather, I think gives us a distinct advantage. But that doesn't win games for you. You still have to execute. You got to be playing the right kind of football going into you know, these winter months as we look towards our goal, which is winning a division, going to the playoffs, hosting a home playoff game. Everything's right in front of us still, but we need to be playing the right way as we come down down that stretch.
Aaron, what have you seen out of JC as he's worked his way back and also now playing a lot of different spots?
Well, you know, he's kind of stepping into the role that Don had, as Don could play all five offensive positions. JC, you know, played a lot of center in training camp, did a great job, earned a lot of respect and trust from, you know, his teammates and the coaches. You know, then got hurt. Corey stepped in, played at a really high level. So JC kind of becomes a guy that can play multiple positions for you. It's a luxury when you got a guy that that intelligent as far as the offense goes, but that athletic as well to be able to play all five positions. So he's going to be a valuable guy for us as we, you know, we enter the stretch of our schedule.
You've always four or five games, you guys have been really good scoring on your opening drives.
Yeah.
Has there been a difference in, I don't know, plan, first 15, whatever, you can notice, or is it just simple execution?
Mike's been taking the ball, which is definitely his decision. I like to defer personally, but hey, you know, Mike has got us in a rhythm early. We've scored, I think, what is it, 4 out of 5 or... Yeah, you know, first drives, that does a lot for your defense when you're giving them the lead when they take the field. So, you know, if we keep doing that, then we're gonna, I think Mike's going to be expecting us to score every time. But, you know, it's definitely a big confidence boost when you can take that kickoff and go down and put points on the board.
Aaron, you've had good success against the Bears and Jay Cutler. Do you have any sort of relationship with Cutler after the game? I mean, shake hands, what do you guys say?
Yeah, I like Jay a lot. I think he's... he's a guy I enjoy competing against. You know, he was great helping my little brother get acclimated to Nashville when he went to Vanderbilt. Always appreciate that as a big brother, the way that Jay stepped in and helped him out. And you know, him and my brother are friends, and I always enjoy seeing Jay and talking with him. You know, he's a great competitor. You know, we've won some games against him, but it's always a battle when he's on the other side.
You've talked a lot about how smart Josh and TJ are. Of course, their playing status is uncertain at this point. How big of a blow is that, or is it simply next man up if they can't go on Sunday?
Well, it's a blow, you know, because those guys are talented. They're having a great season. They're having Pro Bowl seasons. But it is next man up, you know, and no one's going to feel sorry for you or wait around for you. You have to step up and be a professional and be ready to play. You know, I think that's what being a backup's all about. It's about preparing each week, because if you're going to play, because at times, you know, you have to step in and you got to pick up the slack, and there's no excuses in this league. The film doesn't lie, and we're expecting those guys to be ready to play.
How much stock do you put in the Bears' record and where they are in the division?
Probably about as much as we put in New Orleans' record, which, yeah, your record tells you who you are, but your play style dictates how the game's going to go. And we have to match the intensity that the Bears bring. There's, you know, when you're 3-5, there's got to be a little desperation in there, and we're going to expect them to come in and play with that urgency that a rivalry game, you know, allows you to play with. But also knowing where they're at in the season, they need to turn things around, get back in the race, and we'd like to put some more distance between us and them.
With Coach McCarthy getting a contract extension, how valuable has that been to your career, having that continuity at head coach and an offensive system?
Well, it's rare. It's really rare. You know, to be able to begin your career as a starter with a coach, and now we're 7 years from that and still the same coach, it means you've probably had some success and some consistency there as far as approach and the way he runs his program. And it's great to be able to, you know, with Ted's first year as a GM was my rookie year. So, it'd be pretty sweet to be able to start your career with the same GM, and then start your career as a starter with the same head coach and play it all the way through. Mike deserves it. He's worked really hard. He's set the vision for this football team every year, and really happy for him and his family.
There's some quarterbacks that get labeled the gunslinger if they throw the fastball over the middle, that tight end, and there's always a lot of zip on your passes, but I can't think of too many instances where you've stepped into it and tried to force a ball into it. I mean, if you throw the fastball, is accuracy, can that be a problem? Can the ball end up being tipped? Do you think about that? And what's the toughest pass you throw, the back shoulder throw to the outside?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you try and work on throws in practice to where you get in the game and they're kind of second nature. You're practicing an environment that's imperfect. You know, I like to do drill work where it's not the easy part of the drill. You try and stretch it and make it more difficult. I wouldn't say I'm lacking in the arm strength department. I feel pretty confident about that.